We play the Who for Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. And you know what I like to say about Hooters, Dave? It's not just a chicken wing restaurant. It's a way of life.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a lifestyle.
Coach Q standing by to join us now after a wild first week. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Tell you what, man. A lot of goals.
Well, pucks are going in. Both ends of the rink.
Right.
And you know, you watched Toronto again last night, and it's almost like, okay. It's fun to watch, I guess, if you're a fan, and I think the game is more entertaining when there's more offense. But it's a, I still think you got to play on both sides of the puck, and there's areas we can get better. But some good things over the course of the first three games.
So, do you like a lot of? I mean, you're a defenseman. Yeah, do you like a lot of goals, or do you like a 2-1 kind of win?
I mean, as long as you play the right way, I think you got to have a strong defense to win in this league. And I think if you play well without the puck, you're going to have the puck more. And I think that plays along with the strengths of our team. So it's a, you know, it's not just a one-way street. You got to play hard to get the puck back and have a purpose that way. And if we all play that well and effectively, you know, I think we are playing strong offensively. We're better at least getting to the net. Seems like we have more team speed. We have the puck more. And I think the area where we got to get better, I think it's a team thing or a league thing right now where teams are scoring at a rapid rate. I think that teams are, the speed of the game in a short amount of time watching these games has been, I've never seen anything like it. So it's a, you know, I think as individuals and as a team, we got to be aware of the quickness of the game and adapt quickly. And basically the importance of having the puck is very critical right now.
Is that because young guys coming into the league now have that much more speed than we've seen in the past?
I think that's got something to do with the guys that are coming in the league are fast. I think they train for speed and quickness. You know, I think in the past, you know, size was very important, and you know, but I still think if you're the quickness thing might be the most important gradient right now. And if you don't have speed, it's, there's not a lot of room for guys that you know, have a little bit of a lack of quickness or anticipation. So that's no, but I think the game is not only is it their speed, but the skill level of handling it at top speed and making plays, moving and getting shots through at high speeds as well. We're seeing that guys are they're really skilled, and they're able to do a lot of things playing at a fast rate.
You know, I've always felt like if you score three or more, you got to win those games. You won the first two, and then that crazy Sunday night thing that I witnessed. I'm pretty sure I saw three goals in 90 seconds. And then an overtime pickup of the puck, and then it's over 7-6. So is Cam Ward struggling a little bit, or is there defense issues that we got to deal with? What's your take on the big goals on the wrong end of the ice?
I think defensively we all got to take ownership of goals that you're on the ice for. I think some are preventable. I think we feel that you know, the group of five can the forwards can help out the D help out the goaler, and everybody and the goalie helps out the guys in front of them. So it's a team thing. I think we've given up too many chances. I think some we got to make sure that whether it's off the rush or in zone, blocking shots, penalty killing can get better. And I think as a group, I like the pace of our game. I like the way we're playing. I think we just an awareness to let's make sure that, hey, take pride in not getting scored on is probably be the best way to put it.
There you go.
Coach, a wild start and, you know, nice little segue into playing the Wild tomorrow night. Division foe, this is something we talked about in the preseason, that this is a tough division. You've had success, of course, beating the Blues already, but what do the Wild bring to the table that you need to be concerned about?
They're good at home. They play a real structured team game. It's not as high scoring a game, or scoring chances aren't at a premium like we've seen at this part of the season. They're more patient in their team game, but they've got a real good balance in their forward lines. You know, they got some back end guys that you know, they really can control the game as well. But they you know, they play a smart team game. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see these guys after the two games. They haven't played many games there. They've been sitting there waiting for us. And we always have one of those games where it's close. It's a tight check-in. We'll see with the way the game's opening up a little bit more, how they're going to respond. I know what we got to be aware that we just can't go play a run-and-gun game and think it's going to work.
Joel, the power play, I know it hasn't produced goals yet, but do you like what you're seeing in terms of the shots you're getting, or is it just still kind of a work in progress where you're not there yet?
Well, we'll say it's not great. Last game, I thought it was one of the sore spots in the game, and I thought we lost momentum with a 4-minute power play. First two games, it was okay, and you can take a little consolation with the goalie out 6-on-5, but the man advantage, it was productive twice. But it was this, you know, but we scored goals by basically being at the net and putting pucks there. So that mentality will never go away of being successful. That's how we're scoring 5-on-5. Johnny's got almost all of his goals by being around the net with a quick stick and good size. So it's a, I think in almost every one of our goals with that type of mentality has been effective. And I don't think you want to change too much because you look around the league, everybody seems like they're crashing around the net. And, you've got to fight through two and three or four bodies. Tough on the goalies, and we should make it tougher on the power play as well.
Any Corey Crawford update?
I hope all goes well between now and next week. Hopefully you got a shot at maybe starting next week, the home game next Thursday.
You know, the thunderous roar he got with the extended introductions for the home opener was a pretty good feeling, I thought.
Yeah, it was good for him too. I think he's at this point where, you know, he's practiced over the last week and a half here, and he just every day he's getting closer and closer. He wants to play in the worst way, and so it's been, you know, this over the next couple 3 days. He's not going to go on the trip to have a morning skate in Minnesota, but he will be skating, and then this weekend I'm sure he's looking forward to that. So let's hopefully everything works out that way, because I think once he starts playing, I think he'll be the crow that we've seen. And we know the importance of the goalie to team success, and he's meant everything to our team in the past. And big void when we didn't have him last year. We're looking forward to getting him back.
Yeah, and practice sucks. I mean, you know, you don't like practice. You're the coach. You don't like practice.
Okay, what was the name of the player that said that?
Yeah,
basketball.
Practice. Yeah, exactly. Allen Iverson. Yeah. Practice.
Very
We're
good.
Talking about
that
practice.
That was a pluck by you. That was great. If you knew that, like, sure.
You know, it's not my first day.
yeah, exactly.
I saw an entertaining story from the Red Wings that they have underneath the penalty box the words Pit of Misery. And it's Bud Light advertising from the Dilly Dilly ads. They bought the signage space underneath the visitor's penalty box that says Pit of Misery. That's pretty creative. Much as I dislike the Red Wings, that's pretty creative.
I think they're putting a hex on a guy or something when he goes in there. That,
sure, the Pit of Misery.
There you go. Yeah.
So, listen, the marketing in the NHL has got nothing but better since John McDonough showed up with Jay Blunk over at the Blackhawks, and the rest of the league up their marketing game as well. So you still won't,
for sure.
You still won't get a better show, though, than you will at the Madhouse on Madison. And we look forward to you smacking around the Wild and then coming home to beat the Blues.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, guys. That was a Sunday night was as good as you're going to get.
Man, I'm telling you. I felt like I needed to tip you. It's Joel Quenneville, coach of your Chicago Blackhawks.
Didn't hear him say you shouldn't.
Right, exactly. He didn't fight me on it. Sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint.